7/29. It is Wednesday, March 1, 2017. We are wrapping up our major, supposed to be our special meeting, Commissioner's Court meeting that began on Monday, 27 February 2017. And since that time, we have had multiple executive sessions linked each day on Monday, Tuesday. We completed a final executive session meeting today for the purpose of hiring a county road engineer. We are now back in open session, and we will bring this meeting to a conclusion. And we are going to take action here, I believe, on the hiring of a road engineer. After much discussion, just before I make a motion, can I kind of give some background of what that? We have made the decision, which will be proposed in the form of a motion here momentarily. We'll have a couple of action items, and one will be to hire Roger Ledbetter as the county road engineer, and a second item, I believe, to designate what his compensation package will be. And for anything else, that will be a third item. So, Commissioners, y'all have all been in attendance at these meetings. Is there anyone that would like to begin the process of putting these action items into a formal motion?
Make a motion.
Okay, and that motion is the first motion, if you state that for the record.
Make a motion to hire Roger Ledbetter as our area, our county engineer.
That is a motion. Give a second. Seconded by Dana Applewhite. All in favor of hiring Roger Ledbetter as county road engineer, say aye.
Aye.
And then I will set forth the compensation specifics as I recall them. Y'all feel free to correct me or add to, and then I'll ask that you put this into the form of a motion. My suggested motion would be that Mr. Ledbetter's compensation package consists of a salary in the amount of $80,000 per year, 3 weeks of vacation, provide him with maximum reimbursement for a cell phone. He will be compensated for his travel with his personal vehicle at the standard mileage rate that other employees of the county elected officials use. He will begin work on April 3rd, 2017. What else am I leaving out here that we need to bring to light in the way of compensation?
Will he be on my insurance?
He will not be on county insurance. He has his own insurance provided and will not take advantage of county insurance. He will, of course, by law, be part of our retirement plan. Yeah, he'll get whatever necessary bond is required for this position. I don't recall the amount or if that's determined by the Commissioner's Court, but we may bring that to light in furniture, Bobby cabinets, computer, once we assess what those needs are, we'll come back to the court for approval on that.
Really don't have to check, but I do think we can have file cabinets, desks, and stuff like that.
We have file cabinets in our office.
Oh, yeah, we've got file.
We've got. Also, also, I know it's a month or so when he starts, but we're going to lay out his salary sheets, and all of y'all will need to sign that. We've got a few weeks, but you may want to tell him to go ahead and come in to fill out his paperwork as well.
Yeah.
So we don't want to wait till the last minute, so.
I told him, I'm going to say. And he will be paid using timesheets just like other employees. He will report his comp time, et cetera, if he's any other.
Like a regular employee.
Just like a regular employee. We had that discussion of whether or not he would do that. That's the system he's used to, so that's what he's going to do.
Is there a reason he gets 3 weeks starting off when everybody else gets hired, gets 2 weeks?
It was a combination of negotiation of that complete package.
The thing that we look at, he's got over 30 years experience on the road.
I'm just asking why he was getting so much other people to get hired, though.